May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.
Greetings, listeners. I hope you had a blessed day. Thank you for joining us in praying for the nations. Today we will be focusing on Belgium. Gustav Kroes will share some facts about Belgium and how we can pray for this country. It's interesting to note that the word spa actually comes from Belgium, introduced there by the Romans. God loves the world, and God calls us to be his ambassadors in the world, preaching the good news to all. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, Jesus gave us a commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel, and he promised to always be with us till the very end. As we pray for the nations, our minds become broadened. We learn different things, connect with different people, and just share lives together. In heaven, there will be people from all over the world, different tribes and cultures, worshiping God. So pray and connect with different nationalities while we are here on earth. It's a wonderful opportunity to meet different people and also to pray together. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." As we seek God's kingdom, we find so much of treasure in it. Let's seek God for the nations, which is God's greatest treasure.
Thank you, Anusha. It's such a blessing to be with you again today and also with the listeners of Good News Community Radio. Always a blessing to be able to look at the nations and just see what God is doing in the world. And also just to show us how much bigger the body of Christ is that we form part of, and that we have the privilege to intercede and to pray for our brothers and sisters in other nations. And today we are looking at Belgium, or officially the Kingdom of Belgium, and a country in Europe, a population of about 11.5 million people. And when we look up the faith distribution of that 11.5 million people, we see that just over 60% would be considered Christian, and the bulk of those would then be Roman Catholic Christians. Only between 1.2 to 1.5% of the Belgian population are evangelical Christian. So a very, very small percentage of evangelical Christians within Belgium. And then we see that between 27 to 32% of the population are non-religious. And also so that the over 60% that actually do identify as Christian, also the vast majority of them are considered to be nominal or cultural Christian to that extent. And then the interesting thing is that the Muslim population within Belgium are estimated between 5.2 to 7.9%. So if we purely work with the evangelical Christian population within Belgium, then we see they are much smaller, actually, within a European nation context than with the Muslim population in the country. And this has largely happened due to immigration. And currently, the Belgium government estimates that about a quarter of the population are either residents that came in through recent immigration or are descendants of very recent immigration. So we can see as more and more people move towards Europe, specifically with a country with such a small population of 11.5 million people, it has certainly have had a big impact on the demographics within Belgium. Also, what these immigration statistics then bring into the fold is the movement of unreached people groups. And currently, there is an estimated 28 unreached people groups residing within Belgium. And those 28 people groups make up 30% of the entire population. So just shows within the modern world how through immigration the unreached world has come to us, where you can sit with a highly developed nation in Western Europe and 30% of the population are considered unreached, made up of 28 unreached people groups. So this gives the evangelical church specifically, that we say is an estimated 1.2 to 1.5%, it gives them a great opportunity, but also a lot of work, since they are such a small percentage of the population, to reach out to this vast amount of unreached people within their borders. Interesting fact, though, is that when we look at indigenous people from Belgium and the evangelical Christian demographics, that then it's only half percent, 0.5% of the evangelical Christian populations would be considered indigenous people from Belgium. So certainly also a lot of work that can still be done among your local people within Belgium. And then that what missions concern amongst the Muslim background people within Belgium, there's only a handful of known believers from a Muslim background. When it comes to prayer requests from Belgium, one of the main prayer requests is unity within the body of Christ. And if you look at an evangelical church of between 1.2 to 1.5% of the population, then it is certainly a group of people who need unity in order to reach the unreached within their country. And this disunity is seen in two different areas. The one is within the ethnic Belgian population, where the population is divided between the Flemish people and the Walloons. And the Flemish people make up half of the population within Belgium, and they live predominantly in the north and in the west of the country. And the Walloons make up about a third of the population, and they stay in the south and the east and speak predominantly French. But unfortunately, this Flemish Walloon or Flemish and French speaking divide within the Belgian population is also seen within the church. And we really need to pray that the boundaries or the walls between the Flemish and the Walloons within the body of Christ will be broken down, and that greater unity within the church will be found across these demographics. And then, unfortunately, the other divide that we see are Christians from a Christian background and Christians from a different faith background, like Christians coming from a Muslim background, that there's very little integration between these two different groups of Christians. So the biggest prayer point coming from our friends in Belgium is just unity within the body, that the divides will be broken down, and that the church will bind together through the Holy Spirit, so that they are able to reach out to the people within Belgium that have now made Belgium their home. Another big prayer request is just the fear among local Belgians, a fear of the Muslim migrants, and that they will not fear them, but they will really see them as an opportunity to reach out to them and share the love and goodness of Christ with them. And we know that in 2 Timothy 1:7 it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind." And so it's really a prayer request that the Muslim population within Belgium will not be seen as a threat, but rather an opportunity to show the love of Christ to them. And then another prayer request is just to see, it's a rollout of number two, it's just to see this as an opportunity, that the church will really make use of the opportunities and the freedom that they do have in Belgium to share the goodness, the hope, the peace, and the love of Christ with all citizens within Belgium. And then the last one is just that people will also make use of the opportunity to share Christ's love with the local residents of Belgium, and that the church will not necessarily so overly focus on all the unreached people groups and that has come to the nation, but that the local people from Belgium will also just get the opportunity to hear the good news again in a way that really displays who Christ is. So a country within Europe that certainly has a lot of opportunities. If we look at migration and all the unreached people groups that reside within the country, and a small evangelical church that is making use of these opportunities. So we can certainly pray for the church there, that the Lord will give them strength and energy and wisdom as they go about proclaiming His kingdom within the kingdom of Belgium. Anusha, thank you very much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. And if any of the listeners would like to receive a weekly news update on news from a Christian perspective, that's international news from a Christian perspective, please visit our website in contextinternational.org. And right at the top of the page, there's a subscribe option. You just give your name and email address, and every Thursday you will receive an update of the latest international news from a Christian perspective in contextinternational.org. Thank you very much, Anusha, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
Father God, we just lift up the nation of Belgium to you. We know you are working there now, but we want to pray and release your power and your light and your salvation in that nation, Lord. It is a deeply dark country, and it desperately needs your light and your hope and your salvation. You know, it's a deeply divided country. The North and the South don't get along. The government is tainted by this distrust and the people not understanding each other and not wanting to understand each other. And I just pray that you would use the church and the believers in that country to be a beacon of light, an agent of your reconciliation, and that it could be an example of how people from Flanders and from Wallonia can get along. Not because of anything that we do as humans, but because you love us and we are your sons and daughters. Father, I pray for the people that are part of the government, and I just pray that you would give them wisdom and that they would be able to look past the differences of language and culture and just be able to make decisions together. I pray that you would use the people in government to just usher in your kingdom, Lord. I pray for the workers that are already spreading your light and your gospel in Belgium, Lord, and I just pray that you would strengthen them and fill them with your spirits and with your words and with your love. You know that your scriptures have been banned from this country for such a long time that people have a mistrust and that they don't dare to open your word, but I pray that you would open ways for your scriptures to go out, that you would speak in those scriptures to the people who are reading them, and that they would find you in the words of your scripture, Lord. We just pray all of these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Father, we are so grateful for this time of prayer for Belgium. Thank you, God, that you love the people there and you are building your church despite all the opposition. God, we pray for the youth in Belgium. May they seek and find you, and may they become strong leaders building your kingdom. We pray for marriages to be restored and that the family unit will be strong. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would ignite fire in the hearts of people to read the Bible and pray. We pray for those who are serving in Belgium and those who have a heart for missions, God, that you might open the way for them to make a kingdom impact in people's lives for your glory. We are thankful for there is freedom of religion in Belgium. May the people know that the freedom is only found in Jesus Christ. We pray for the government and the leaders of Belgium to stand strong in faith and to be good leaders full of godly wisdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
May we be a shining light to the nations, a shining light to the peoples of the earth, till the whole world sees the glory of your name. May your pure light shine through us.